and after about 15 years of doing this, we'd gotten used to a shower of postcards and gift packages, not only around Christmas time, but all year long from people who were now totally devoted to our family, and would go out of their way when they were in Europe to drop by B for a day or two with their family and take a nostalgic tour of their old digs. At meals, there were frequently two or three other guests, sometimes neighbors or relatives, sometimes colleagues, lawyers, doctors, the rich and famous who'd drop by to see my father on their way to their own summer houses. Sometimes we'd even open our dining room to the occasional tourist couple who'd heard of the old villa and simply wanted to come by and take a peek and were totally enchanted when asked to eat with us and tell us all about themselves, while Mafalda, informed at the last minute, dished out her usual fare. My father, who was reserved and shy in private, loved nothing better than to have some precocious rising expert in a field keep the conversation going in a few languages while the hot summer sun, after a few glasses of Rosatello, ushered in the unavoidable afternoon torpor. We named the task Dinner Drudgery, and after a while, so did most of our six-week guests. Maybe it started soon after his arrival during one of those grinding lunches when he sat next to me, and it finally dawned on me that, despite a light tan acquired during his brief stay in Sicily earlier that summer, the color on the palm of his hand,